As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to save. The Firestone Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale is on. Get 15% off all tires and $40 off a lifetime wheel alignment when you buy two or more eligible tires. Visit FirestoneCompleteAutoCare.com for details and more deals.
W-T-L.
It's
time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
Welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Ian D. Class, and joined by...
Jabron.
Ooh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, we are. And we are back in a big way. I mean, people are saying, you know, it's a dead week and there's not a lot going on. Yes, there is.
There's
plenty going on. Do people bet on cricket? Yes, they bet on cricket.
Yeah. Home run derby.
And if you have the Betfred app, you bet on all that good stuff.
You can. So you can bet on all of it.
That's a good segue to introduce our guest today.
Yep.
Travis Justice. Travis, how are you doing?
Good. You know, it's interesting. I don't mean to be confrontational to start the show up.
But let's do it.
You said you're Nebraska's first and only sports betting show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been doing Behind the Point Spread on Wednesday nights on YouTube for...
Old Scott. With old Scott Sprite.
Wow.
But you know what? I'll let it go.
This is all we do, and we're on ESPN Radio. Okay. And as far as that goes, I think that's all.
That's fine.
Give us a bone. Throw us a bone.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Technicalities, right?
Yeah, technicality.
Well, Travis, since you've been doing this for so long, we were hoping that you could help us out here because you have a talk show in Iowa.
Yep, every day.
And you do the post game too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I host the Morning Rush on KXNO in Des Moines.
Yeah.
I'm on from 6 to 8 every day. And then during the football season, I'll start my 10th season as the host of Sound, which is actually called Sound Off. And that's where I stole it when I was at Channel 3. And Sound Off's one of the longest running sports talk shows in the country. I mean, this was going on back when I was a kid. So when I grew up in Iowa, I was like, oh my God, you listen to it all the time. Mm-hmm. Now I'm the host of it. But Pretty cool. we go 3 hours after the games. So
talk a lot of Nebraska football with Rob on Doc Talk.
On Doc Talk, on the Doc Talk podcast. A podcast that's been around, almost 10 years now.
Wow.
But if you go back, Rob and I have really been broadcasting together since, Tommy Frazier is my first co-host on Sound Off on Channel 3. He did that till he got hired by Steve Peterson. Peterson made him quit because Peterson hated me. And then Rob and I have been together since like 2002, 2003.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. Yeah.
And you guys always have some delicious beers. That's another commonality that we have. We're sponsored by Nebraska Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Kim and her husband are great people. I love. We actually, the company I work for built their tap room up on 108th.
Yeah.
So I've known them for a while.
It's the best.
Kim and Paul.
Yeah.
And it is really good beer. We started with a beer sponsor locally, and then we realized we were kind of drinking the same stuff all the time, and then we wanted to branch out. Now, I have such a backlog of people from Husker fans sending us beer from all around. I've got so much beer that I don't know how long it's going to last. I mean,
seems like a problem.
Come on out,
because I'm a little nervous. I'm like, well, you can send it to my work because I don't give my home address.
Yeah,
so I get all these beer shipments at work, and everybody's like, what is going on? If you were to go in my office
just
right
getting
now,
trashed at work,
it is like stacks of cases of beer, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry,
it's part of the job.
It is
part of the job,
but it's really cool. So. Yeah.
that's awesome.
Beer brings beer and betting brings everybody together.
Yep. It really
it
does.
It really does.
It brings us all together. And made me think of it real quick, that UFC fight between Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. I'm like, man, you'd be bringing techies together with MMA junkies. And that's what we're all about, is bringing people
together. That'd be awesome.
Make it happen, Dana White.
Yeah. Did you see Elon challenge him to a, I heard this, a measurement contest?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
they are willing to go toe-to-toe on anything, so it might be a decathlon by the end of it.
Sweet baby Jesus, please give this to us.
Yeah, Dana White, give it to us.
Make it happen. All right, now back into reality here.
Yeah.
We're looking at a couple different lines here. Let's start with the Huskers. I'm seeing a lot of 6 over-unders. I'm seeing 6.5. Where's Betfred have it at?
Betfred was 6.5 this morning.
And I think that's where it probably should be, and that's where you're going to get a lot of people betting half one way and half the other way. I feel good about 6. I don't feel good about 6.5.
I don't know. I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I think the over is smashing, especially if you can find it somewhere at 6, Andy. I believe this is probably one of the safest bets in the Big Ten this year. I just think our schedule is so PUD that we can get 6. I mean, we can get 6 for sure. Mm-hmm. I believe we get 7 to 8 wins this year. And I think it's really easy when you look at the opponents that we have, especially coming into Nebraska this year. I just really see, like, you got
Northern Illinois, La Tech,
Illinois, we should be on the road. Northwestern's coming in, Purdue's coming in, Maryland's coming in, and then, you know, we punish Iowa at the end of the year like we always do.
Like you always do. Okay.
Like
that's an interesting take.
Here we go.
But no, I really think that 6 is a safe number. 6.5 maybe scares you a little bit, but it shouldn't.
I mean, everyone's down on Purdue, and didn't they win the Big Ten West last year?
Yeah, but they, I mean,
last year's last
Brogue's
year, Andy.
Gone. They lose a lot. I'm telling you. I'm not a big fan of Purdue this year.
I like
6.5. I like Nebraska.
Well, and people are sleeping on Illinois. Like, I don't get that at all.
Because you're buying the. I don't like the Brett Bielema stuff.
No,
like a good offensive line? Like, what is going on here?
Listen, he's an Iowa guy. If you look at his calf, he's got a big Tiger Hawk on his calf.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to school at Iowa.
I knew I hated him.
It's fair, but I'm not buying the hype. I still think. I mean, his most success happened when he inherited Barry Alvarez.
For sure.
Program.
No doubt about it.
And he kept the culture going, and Barry was still there. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
I think we saw a lot when he went to Arkansas.
No doubt.
Now, they were good last year at Illinois. I'm not sold on the Brett Bielema experience.
No way. No way.
That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I mean, I just go off their numbers, and what they win, 7-8 games last year, and I don't think they're getting any worse. And you like to believe Nebraska's getting better. I just, now I'm like most jaded Nebraska fans. Now I want to see it before I believe it.
Okay, Andy, I got one more line that I want to throw at you real quick before we move on to Iowa.
Okay.
There's another one here on DraftKings that I'm looking at, and it's conference wins by us.
Okay.
And it's sitting there at 3.5 at a -135. Do you think we can get 4 conference wins?
Yes, I do. I do think we can get 4 conference. I'm looking at Maryland, Michigan State.
Northwestern.
Since Travis is here, Iowa.
Purdue.
Listen, I'm not sold on it. When we dump in, I think you're going to be surprised by my take. I mean, Cade McNamara is the key here, right?
I mean, the
offense has not changed.
No, it hasn't.
And you lost.
You still got the same offensive lineman in the running back.
Lost a pretty good tight end to the National Football League.
Yep.
You've lost two really good receivers. It's not as great as everybody thinks it's going to be.
No, it's just Cade.
Now, their offensive line is going to be really good.
I mean,
they were young
starters
last year.
Yeah,
they were really good. But I'm not sold that if you don't – just because you – I get that the system works if you have the right players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sold – you may have good Cade McNamara, but I don't know enough about everybody else around him yet to draw that conclusion.
For sure.
Cade McNamara, the quarterback transfer from Michigan to Iowa.
Well, he's going to – the bench quarterback, when you throw that in there.
Well, and he's going to step in well. And once again, there's a similarity there between Iowa and Nebraska where we're bringing in a quarterback, Jeff Sims. And
the goat.
That was Georgia Tech. And even there, it's like, well, why'd he turn the ball over so much? Well, you'll fit in at Nebraska then.
You will.
So, like,
hell yeah.
Okay, but let's move on to the Hawkeyes here. Now, they're over under what? 8.5?
8.5 on Betfred, 8 on DraftKings. I'm going to take the under. I really am. I think, you know, I saw somebody have them at 10 wins. I don't get that. But I'm going to take the under. I still think they're a 7-win team.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to stick with. Now, here's the deal. If they win 7, you go, yeah. If they win 11, you go,
Yeah.
It's really a coin toss with the Hawks, but I'm going to go with, and I shouldn't, because let me tell you why. Let's go with the year. They went to the Big Ten title game, yep. Went undefeated in the regular season, mm-hmm. and then 2 years ago, every time you count Kirk Ferentz out,
he battles back.
Yeah. It's amazing, because the year they went to the Big Ten title game 2 years ago, that was with all the racism claims. Remember,
for
they,
sure.
That, yep. that should have been yep. a divided team.
Yep, it should have been.
It came together better. But I'm just, mm-hmm. as I believed in Nebraska less, I was a Scott Frost apologist.
Yeah.
I really was.
I think we all were a little bit.
And every year I said, oh, they're going to go over. I mean, this is the year. I mean, he inherited such crap from Mike Riley, right? And
yeah.
I kept believing and believing, and I was always wrong. And yeah. I always sell Iowa short because they don't have expectations.
No, they don't.
One thing I respect about Nebraska more, and I'm a Hawk fan. I just want everybody to know I'm yep. an Iowa fan.
Yep.
I grew up that way. So, mm-hmm. But what I love about Nebraska is they always set the expectation in the bar high.
Really high.
They don't mince words about wanting to win championships.
Yeah.
Now, Iowa, I think, wants to win championships. They just don't vocalize it. It's more the old Osborne way, because Osborne never vocalized about winning an national title.
Oh, sure.
It was doing the little things add up to the big things.
Yeah.
You let the fan base do it.
But you just want to hear somebody say, no, we want to win the Big Ten.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. And Nebraska's mm-hmm. not afraid to do it, and I respect the hell out of it. I like the passion there.
Yeah, and for sure, the under a little bit with the Iowa, I just think it's just because of so many questions that you have right now. Kirk Ferentz, you know, the serious problem on offense, obviously, and a lot of that is directed at his son, Brian. So I just think that there's too many questions. Like you said, the offensive line should be a lot better this year, but, you know, the big question mark is Cade McNamara, the guy that everybody thinks he is, and putting him up on a pedestal right now. As you know, that Michigan transfer.
Now, if Iowa can average 10 more points a game.
Exactly.
Throw that in with that defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not believing in the new incentive.
No, well, hold on. But you throw that in with that defense.
Defense is top 25 easy.
Yeah, top 10.
Probably.
Yeah, they're good.
And then
top 5 in Big Ten.
Then we got a game changer at that point. So.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hammer the over. You got Utah State's a win, Western Michigan's a win, Iowa State, get them this year.
No,
Michigan State, they're going to beat them. I don't think Wisconsin is as good as everyone's talking about. Luke Fickell's trying to put something new in. No way. Iowa's got that game. Purdue's down. Do I believe in Minnesota? No. And if you believe what you're saying as far as Illinois, that could be a win. Rutgers should be a win. And come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Iowa should probably beat Nebraska. They got a better offensive line. They got a better defensive line. On paper, they might have a better quarterback. I don't know. Maybe not.
No,
Sims got the better numbers, but McNamara hasn't got as many snaps.
True, but McNamara, let's not forget, took him to the college football player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
We're just throwing shade at him. We know
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I respect the hell out of Jim Harbaugh for going, yeah, I got a quarterback that took us to college football playoff. I got a better quarterback now, and I'm going to bench. I mean, that takes some balls to do that.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
And how about to be in a program to be in that position? It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it would be really easy to,
you know,
just sit there with two quarterbacks and say, well, this one's really good, but I got a really good one coming in. So that would be a nice place to be in. It's just not in Nebraska's cards right now.
God, I remember those days. Sorry, T. Frage. We got Brooke Barron really running the ship right now. We're going to stick with this guy.
Yep.
And I take the under for Iowa because I've learned to, and I do this in life, I prepare for the worst. That way, anything else is awesome.
There you go. Yeah. No, looking at this, just one final point. Looking at the schedule, it isn't the world beater that, you know, Iowa usually runs up against. So mm-hmm. they could definitely get 8, 9, 10 wins.
Yeah.
It's just there's too many questions for me not to take the under because I'm a Hawkeye hater.
The hook is hard there, the 8.5. But if you can get the 8, I feel better about that.
I agree.
You heard the horn. That means we're up against it. Don't go in there, folks. Travis, can we get you back?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. This is WTL. Welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klass, and joined by
Jabron.
Ooh, the parlay.
You got it.
Pounder.
We're back.
Yes, we are, but we're not alone. We got Travis Justice in the studio with us. Travis, how are we doing?
Good. You know, it's interesting. You guys were telling me your story before I got here, and I'm like, you guys are from Lynch. You don't even know who I am, right? I mean, you didn't get to watch Channel 3 or 42
growing up. No, we didn't. Not back then.
Yeah. I watched enough of you I caught a lot of sound off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Think about that. I mean, I know we're going to talk gambling here in a second, but let's talk about sound off and really television in Eastern Nebraska. That was pretty groundbreaking stuff. I mean, it was taking phone calls. It was a talk show. It was opinionated. Yeah. You know, I got the entire state of Nebraska to hate my guts during that show because Steve Peterson is a putz.
That is true.
Yeah, but see, people hated me for that because you never spoke bad. You were supposed to be an apologist. You were supposed to be on board the whole time.
Yeah.
And everybody thought I was a Husker hater. I was never a Husker hater, right? But it's just like you can see stupidity when it's happening.
And
it was stupid when Frank got fired. Yes. I know that divided a lot of people. I'm not saying he would have kept it forever, and I'm not saying that. But the way it was done, the way it was handled, and I kept saying that for 5 years, and people were like, you're the most horrible broadcaster in the world. And then everybody's like, you were right. And I must be doing something right because I have a lot of players that like me, so I didn't rub too many feathers the wrong way.
It helps that you were right. And I remember at the...
True. And I'm wrong a lot.
No.
Yes, I am.
I remember at the time, though, it was like after every game, you and Rob, right?
Yeah.
He's been with you a while now. You just tear apart old Billy C.
Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't this a Nebraska show? And here's two guys just ripping apart my Huskers. Well, so that's where I landed. It was kind of shocking, like you said.
Yeah, because but I think it was genuine. I don't think it was forced. I think because it's calling a spade. When something good happens, you say it, something bad. And I'm in the middle of it right now. So when I left television 13 years ago, I thought I was done broadcasting, but, you know, a broadcaster can never get out of the business.
Exactly.
Their egos are too big. But for the last 13 years, I host a morning show in Des Moines, and I also do the Iowa Hawkeye call-in show. I'll be starting my 10th year hosting the state's largest call-in show for Hawkeye football. And I'm the same way. Yeah. And they had a hard time adjusting to that because the previous host, they were apologists. It was, you can't say anything bad. I'm listen, if something's bad, say it's bad. It's not that hard.
Can we talk about the offense? Does someone want to talk about the Hawkeye offense here?
Hey, Cade McNamara, man.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what that swarm collective
there
paid
it is.
For, right?
There it is. There's Cade.
We'll definitely get into that. And you're right. You guys were being just very honest with the audience, and I think a lot of people appreciate that, but it was still shocking to hear at that time.
And really, people look at me, because I'm from Iowa anyway, right? I grew up in Iowa. But when they heard it from Rob, it gave it a lot more validity than just loudmouth, bald guy on television. You know, when you have an offensive lineman from the greatest offensive line that ever played,
there you go.
It changes the game a lot, and he was pretty critical.
And he would always be like, but I do want to say, Corey Ross had a heck of a game. I mean, what did he rush for? 150, 120 yards, Trav.
Yeah.
And then you jump in, 122 yards. You know, so. But we have you on here today to relive the glory days, right, of Sound Off.
Exactly.
But then also, we wanted to get into sports betting. Yeah. And also, I follow you, and I follow your new show, Doc Talk.
Yep. Yeah, believe it or not, that podcast has been around, I think, 10 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, in the world of podcasting, Rob and I were podcasting long before podcasts were pretty popular.
Yeah.
And when we first started, we only did weeks during the season. And then we started seeing it grow. We got some sponsors, some pretty significant sponsors. I'm like, well, let's just keep doing it. We tried to do it twice a month during the off season. And this off season, we focused a lot more on just doing interviews. Because during the season, it's just Rob and I talk about the game, rehashing and looking ahead to the next game. I said, let's get some really good interviews. And I don't know if you guys, you know, the Strohmeyer interview, the Iowa Western coach, I thought was fascinating.
Yep.
And I didn't even realize when I asked Strohmeyer. I mean, you look at all the Power 5 players Iowa Western has put into Division I football, but Nebraska never had one.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself. You got to throw shit at Nebraska.
No, because the ironic part of it, I was there. I was still on television when the Iowa Western program started.
Yeah.
This is an Iowa thing. Tom Osborne helped get that program started.
Yes, yeah.
Because there was no junior college football in the state of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So he's good friends with Dan Kenny, who was the president of Iowa Western. They worked together. And then once Tom became the athletic director, he had to back off of that because of NCAA rules.
Sure.
But everybody thought that was going to be the pipeline,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And it just never amounted to that. And it's frustrating because there's been some – listen, JUCO football is JUCO football. And but if you were to go to Iowa Western – and this is going to turn into an Iowa story or show because we're going to talk a lot about Iowa today from a Saturday standpoint.
That's all right.
But if you were to go over there, their facilities are better than most colleges.
Yes,
he actually had
they are nice.
Bob Davey from – I don't know if you heard this on the podcast, but Bob Davey came up to Iowa Western and said, I can't recruit any of your kids. And Strohmeyer was like, why? He goes, your facilities are three times better than mine.
Oh, my gosh.
If I bring them down there, they're going to be like, why would I want to leave Iowa Western when it's better? That their indoor facilities is just
Oh, they
sick.
Are. Wow. The dorms are nice. Yes. Everything is nice.
Yeah.
You're reminding me of my days at Peru State. We recruited a bunch of kids out of Texas, and like our high school field, our high school pads, everything is better
than this.
Than what we're dealing with here.
I've been
in
to Peru like twice. There's a Casey's. That's about it, right?
There's a Casey's, and that's about it.
So we can get pizza and wings, and that's
about it.
That's your options right there.
You're a bobcat.
How much drinking did you do in Peru?
A lot. A lot. I mean, that's just what you got to do, right? You're only playing football half the time.
Yeah.
So what are you doing the other half? So, but I really started tuning into you guys when I saw Betfred.
Okay.
And Betfred's one of your bigger sponsors. And we've had Jason Silva on a couple times because he's fantastic. He knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. He's quick on his feet.
Really good with the NFL. Really good with the Cincinnati Bengals in general.
Right.
So yeah, I really like having him on during the season. It's awesome.
You know, he played at he played for Row Your Boat. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
So he played at Central Michigan. So it was
He's a little upper echelon to us.
Oh,
when you're talking about college football players.
Don't fall for his stuff. He's a good dude. I mean, Betfred's been really good, and that started with I'm actually a spokesperson for Betfred in Des Moines, and that's in I've been with Betfred even before Jason came on with the company, and I've been with him for three or four years now, so it's a good relationship, and I think they know the potential that Nebraska has, and there was very little risk to sponsor a podcast in Nebraska, knowing that if you lay the groundwork and knowing that you're sitting on the Colorado border and the Iowa border, because Betfred is in both, there's customers.
There's
there,
still
right?
listeners.
Listeners and most of all customers. And it's a good company. They just got their book open in Vegas. So if you go to Vegas, go to the new Virgin Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's off the strip, but it's open. And I tell you what, if you're up in the Sioux City area, so let's go, South Sioux on the Nebraska side.
Yep.
Go over to Larchwood, Iowa, and you will see a sports book that is unbelievable.
Wow! Yeah.
Sports books at Iowa casinos are not as big as you think. Everybody thinks when you see a sports book, you are going to walk into what they have in Larchwood, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go into later why it's not necessary. But in fact, the casino footprint of sports books has decreased a lot because there's not a lot of retail gambling going on in the state of Iowa.
Right.
It is internet gambling.
Yeah.
And the numbers I'm going to give you later on are going to blow your mind away.
I bet so.
I mean, I'm not kidding. It will blow your mind away.
Yeah, and also the Betfred Casino in Colorado.
Yes.
That looks very nice as well.
Yeah.
I've just taken the virtual tour and stuff like that and interviewed some people out there that have talked about it quite a bit.
And by the way, if you download if you live on the eastern half of Nebraska or the western half of Nebraska, you can go into Colorado or Iowa, download the Betfred Sports app on the Apple and Google Play stores, and you can place that first $50 bet and get $111 of Fred bets, and then cover half your losses up to $200 weekly for 5 weeks.
That would be nice.
I've heard that before.
NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
So I got to get those sponsors out there.
Heck
And all you got to do is get halfway across the bridge.
Yep.
And then the rest of your app lights up, and you get to put those back. Don't ask me how I know that.
Yeah.
I just do
it
know
just
that.
Works. It just works.
It just
like kind
of works out.
The geotagging is beautiful.
It
isn't
it? It really is. You don't have to go too far.
Well, okay. True story. I tell this story on my radio show all the time. So. The funny thing about it, because I live in Omaha, and the Spearmint Rhino, the strip club, right on?
Mm-hmm.
So half the club is in Iowa, half the club is in Nebraska.
Right. Correct.
I've tested the geotagging there. So there, I've been the Spearmint Rhino parking lot. People are like, Justice, are you going to the strip club? No, I'm just placing a parlay, man. Just leave me alone. I'll be good. But
just putting some money on the Hawkeyes.
That's right. So if you need to go to if you need an excuse to go to the strip club, place a bet. That's the reason to go.
That's the only reason I'll go.
Honey, I'm only going there to place a few of these bets, honey. Come on now. Well, let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been enjoying the smooth, easy-drinking Ale Storm, the official beer of Omaha's AAA baseball team. Crafted with Pilsner malt and Sterling hops, making it the perfect summertime beer. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And you know who we got back in studio?
Yeah.
Travis Justice.
Travis Justice.
Now, Travis, you have some interesting numbers here where Iowa might be doing some things, which you got a little bit of a head start on Nebraska here.
Yeah, we got a big head start. And I still say we because I grew up in Iowa. I'm a small farm kid out of Minden, Iowa. Not
there
Minden, Nebraska, but Minden. But Iowa got a 3 to 4 year head start.
Yes.
So, I mean, now keep in mind, the numbers I'm going to give you, Iowa's got a million more people than Nebraska. So you got to keep that in mind as I give you these numbers. But it's not necessarily the total handle I want you to focus on. It's going to be the retail, which is at the sports book, as opposed to what internet gambling is. Because where Nebraska really screwed up, if you go on the Doc Talk Sports YouTube channel, I did a thing on sports gambling. And the legislature and the unicameral is a mess, and they don't understand sound business. Two crucial mistakes they made. Because of righteousness, and they want to be better than everybody, is not betting on Nebraska playing at home.
Right.
That's so stupid. Yeah. I mean, really, what are you trying to accomplish there?
It doesn't
matter, okay? And I know people want to say, well, it's an addictive thing. There's a lot of things that are addictive.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Skittles.
Alcohol.
Exactly. Mm. But that was a big thing. So you can bet on Nebraska on the road, but you can't bet on them at home. Can't bet on Creighton at the CHI Center, but if they go to Washington, D.C., you can do that. The second biggest mistake that will be corrected, I think, over time is the outlawing of internet gambling applications on your phone to gamble.
Don't you feel like they just want control? Like, they want to control this
thing? They're losing money.
No, okay, I got it.
This is about dollars and cents. Now, full disclosure, my fascination with gambling started when I was hosting the afternoon show or morning show on Big Sports 590, which is now 598 ESPN. But this was way back in the early 2000s, and I developed a relationship with a good guy, and you should have him on your show, and I can set you up with him, Scott Spreitzer.
Yeah.
Scott Spreitzer grew up in Bellevue, Nebraska, left Bellevue for Vegas when he was 17 years old. He's been a professional handicapper since he was 17 years old.
Wow.
Okay, this is all he does. So I started really... And I was fascinated by his brain. He's a savant. He's a mathematical savant. I mean, he just knows a lot of stuff. I personally am not a huge gambler. I will place bets every now and then. I'm fascinated more about the analytics that goes into it, and I'm fascinated by the business aspect of it. Because I think people think a lot of money's rolling in. The numbers don't buy it. And as a matter of fact, two sports books have already gone out of business in Iowa. Harrah's lost $2 million last year. Lost $2 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's funny money in how that works because free bets are lost. So you can welcome offer I talked to you, you can deduct that. But it's not like these books are just rolling in the cash like everybody thinks they are. So that's my fascination with this whole thing. Where I'm going to talk, they're going to lose money. I just pulled these numbers out for you guys because I knew I was coming down here
today. Yeah.
So in Iowa, the fiscal year is now over. The fiscal year ended on at the end of June. In Iowa last year, the sports wagering handle was $2.2 billion. Billion.
With a B.
Billion. With a B, okay? Now, people are going to go, oh, my God, that's such a huge number. And what's going to happen now is, I need to set everybody up for this. What's going to happen is the anti-gambling people in Nebraska are going to say, when the tax money starts coming in, they're going to say, $2.2 billion, and that's all we're getting. If you're listening to the show, you're not taxed on the handle. You're taxed on the net receipts, okay? So that's what drives the number down. So the net receipts for sports wagering in Iowa was $182 million. So think about it. $2.2 billion was bet. they only made $182 million.
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, of course it is.
But the state of Iowa for fiscal year 2023 is getting $13 million.
But that's the whole thing with the point spread. They're trying to get a number that's going to even it out.
Yes.
Half the people are going to bet here. Half the people are going to bet on the other side. They're going to take the rake.
Exactly. But I want people to know that these people are they're going to see the 2 point. And this happened just down in Kansas.
Yeah.
They gave the total sports handle, and the taxes weren't what they thought. They're like, well, hold on. That's a false narrative. So just know when the anti-gambling people come at you, just know that it's not the total number. It's what the retail is. Okay. So here's what was bet in the fiscal year 2023 at the three Council Bluffs casinos. The internet handle at Ameristar was $121 million. The internet handle at Harrah's was $37 million. Their payout was $39 million. That's not a good at the Horseshoe, the handle was $77 million. Now, and then if you throw in the South, at Sioux City, that's $17 million was the handle. So in fiscal year, listen, I grew up in Iowa.
Yep.
I love my people in Western Iowa. I know they're not placing bets, okay?
Yeah.
So let's assume 50 to 75% of that
Nebraska
is Nebraska money.
For sure.
For fiscal year 2023, that's $257,700,000 just in four casinos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that board of the state of Nebraska.
I mean, we get it. We went to the Bud Crawford fight.
Yeah,
we left
sure.
an hour early, and all of us and all of our friends, what did we do? We swing down to Ameristar.
That's what you got to do.
You know, placed our bets, won our bets.
Exactly.
You know?
Now, here's where I want to prove that Nebraska did it wrong.
Okay.
And when Iowa first started, you had to physically go to the book to sign up on the app, right?
Yeah.
got rid of that almost instantly. They realized, this is dumb. You had to go open your account, deposit money, and it took them really like a month to go, that's stupid. Just give it to them.
Yep.
Of that $2.2 billion.
Yep.
How much was bet on the internet as opposed to going to the sports book?
Well, it has to be over half.
77%.
$2 billion.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So all of it.
Oh my God.
All of it. Wow.
So what Nebraska is losing out on?
Yeah.
People aren't going to drive to Lincoln to go to the sports book there.
Well,
now, Lincolnites might. You might.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting in Omaha right now, if you're sitting in Ogallala, screw it. I'm going to drive to Colorado. I'm driving. It's just easier.
Just crossing the river,
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do an offshore thing, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's not pretend that that's not going on.
Listen, my buddy's a bookie. It's funny. He says people still like bookies for a reason.
Yeah.
And the truth is, this stuff is up and up. The reason Iowa State got busted. And by the way, they did nothing wrong. They didn't bet on their own sport. They bet on March Madness, all that stuff. They did nothing
NBA
wrong.
NBA Finals.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We have time. I do want to get into that conversation.
Okay. We got time.
I can go all night. I can go 3 hours on this.
Let's do it.
But the reason they got busted is because this is regulated and they have checks and balances.
Yep,
it's on the up and up. The reason people still like a bookie and an offshore deal is because you don't have to pay till Tuesday, right? You've got to put your money in, and you get paid immediately, but you got to pay up front.
Yep.
And the old-time bookies are still, I can float
you. Pay me on Thursday
or whatever that is. So, but when the total handle is $2.2 billion and $2 billion of it's done on the internet, if that doesn't send a message to the state of Nebraska, you have massively screwed up, then this state's messed up. It really is. It's going to lose, because I think it's a plan to say gambling wasn't the windfall that you've ever had. Second thing I wanted to point out, and you'll find that I talk a lot, so just tell me to shut up, is the reason I'm fascinated by the analytics part of it is I believe sports betting is the safest bet to make. I really do.
Yeah.
We let people play Keno around here. Keno is the dumbest.
It's taking. That's just taking.
Talk about addictive. Worst odds ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gambling, sports gambling, you can make the most educated guess around.
Listen to Scott Spritzer.
Yeah.
There's about, at worst, you got a 50% chance of winning that.
Yes.
You know? And on top of Keno being one of the worst, so is the lottery.
Yeah.
That's just taking from people.
Yes.
Pull tabs, all that stuff.
So, how is that? They look like They look like regular betting machines
slot
to me.
Machines.
Slot machines to me and all these gas stations.
Every single bar in America. There's even one in Lynch, where we're from. There's 200 people. And we're saying that gambling's not legal, yeah. But there's three slot machines in the Lynch bar.
It's a game of skill.
So it's a game of skill.
But,
no, it's not.
We got just a little bit of time here, and there's so many questions I do want to get into with you, Trav, but real quick, what's the why there? Like, why do you think some higher-ups in the state of Nebraska are trying to go out of their way to show that sports betting isn't the big moneymaker that everyone's making it out to be?
Because they need to appease a certain group. Listen, yeah. Pat Lunger and her group, Gambling with a Good Life, put up a really good fight for 20-some years, okay? And I like Pat. She's a nice person, but she's anti-gambling. It's politics,
yeah.
And it's one to placate and say, well, we'll just have it in the casinos. Over time, you're either going to have to get rid of it because it's not going to be the windfall you thought,
yeah.
Or you're going to have to adapt and go, everybody else is doing this. If we don't keep up, people are still going to cross the river to go to
no
Iowa.
Doubt.
People are still going to
yeah.
cross the border go to Colorado. It's just going to happen, all right? And so yeah. I think it's politics. I think the biggest political one was they're not betting on Nebraska at home or Creighton
yeah.
at home because they didn't want people to boo if they get the over. Guess what? They're still going to boo because they know what the over is.
They still
is.
Do.
Yeah. Yes.
They still do anyways.
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense to have you not be able to place bets on your team in your town.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. That's what everybody wants to do. That's why it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you on that point 100%.
You're missing out on the seven biggest betting days of the year.
The biggest betting days in Lincoln,
right.
Nebraska.
That's right there.
That's all they want to do. Yeah, I want the over to hit on Northern Illinois because it's going to hit.
Here's the deal. This year, because you can bet in Lincoln right now,
yep.
right? I'm going to ask my good friends at Betfred to monitor Nebraska bets at the Iowa casinos in Council Bluffs
on
home game days
yep.
to see what the action is. Because I think it'd be interesting to see compared to when they're on the road.
For sure.
Just to see what that difference is, to say all they did was head over,
cross the bridge,
head back down to Memorial Stadium to watch the game.
What it is. It's what it is.
We'll have to get you back.
Yeah,
share that with
us. We'll need the rest of the story.
Well, let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Ooh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, we are. And once again, we got Travis Justice to join us. Travis, you still hanging in there?
I hope I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking too much. I tend to hog the mic.
No way. So. Love
we,
it.
We
love
brought
it.
You in here to talk.
Yeah.
Because we knew you had a grip on Iowa,
yep.
and you live in Nebraska. You have for quite a while now.
Yeah.
You got shows in both states.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I think my pronoun is it or
there you
something.
Go.
I have no
it's
idea.
One of
what
those.
That is. Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah. Yeah, my pronoun is confused. But it
what confused?
It's
what
funny
confused.
Because it does it throws a lot of the Iowa people off.
Yeah.
But they've really. I mean, they know I'm from Iowa, and I used to work in Des Moines, but we don't hide from it on my show that I'm into Omaha, because it's stupid to fake it. It's
for sure.
Like, okay, I'm like, so we talk about Omaha all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I was telling my wife about you, and I'm like, he just can't win, because Iowa fans, they say, oh, he's a Husker guy. Husker guys, we've always hated him. Like, this guy, he's just kind of one of those
caught
dudes.
In the middle. Caught
yeah,
in the middle.
What can you do? What can you do? I wanted to ask you, because it got brought up in conversation there, and it's an interesting point. And it's one that I find myself at odds with a lot of people, especially on Twitter. Man, people on Twitter, they can really get after a guy.
It's a cesspool of negativity.
Anybody behind a keyboard can really talk tough.
And they're pretty tough, yeah. So, but it for me, it kind of where it blew up and people had an issue with it on both sides was Calvin Ridley, the receiver in the NFL. He got caught betting on the NFL, or he had his buddy bet for him. And he got a one-year suspension. A full
when he was injured.
When he was injured. Okay. There you go. There's the start of the argument.
Yeah.
And where I fall on this is the NFL did that right. You have to protect the integrity of 100%. The game. Without yep. that, you have nothing else. I mean, there's talk of making WWE, and some books do bet WWE, and people are like, get out of here. No way, gosh. It's scripted, right? Yeah. And there's already like an undercurrent of conspiracy theorists saying the NFL's rigged, college football's rigged. So you can't feed into that.
It's been rigged since I was a kid. So,
so you really can't feed into that or give it any kind of life, breathe any life into it. So I thought the NFL did right by just slamming the hammer down and making an example.
You're not playing next year. Yep.
And then what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, two more Indianapolis Colts players got nailed. There's four or five NFL players now.
They got dinged.
And the NFL is not saying you can't bet. They're saying you can't bet on National Football League games.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You certainly can't bet on your own team. And you can't bet when you're on the team facility.
Exactly.
And those are fair rules to follow. Yeah. And so
you are part of the National Football League.
And some people talked about, and I think the NCAA has now relaxed some of its rules, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe college football, you should not be able to bet on your team. You shouldn't be able to bet on your sport. And somebody said, well, what's it matter if they're betting on a different Big Ten game? I said, well, because if you're playing that Big Ten game at some point during the year, you're studying film. You know tendencies. Mm. Also, there's other information that takes place in a locker room that the public's not privy to. The coaches find out
stuff. The common fan doesn't know.
Yes. And so it's not that hard not to bet your sport. It really isn't. Now, if a football player wants to bet his college basketball team, I don't care about that. Now they're going to say, well, you can get inside information, whatever. But if that's one of the things, don't bet on any NCAA games, fine. That's fine. But if you want to go bet NBA and NFL, more power to you. Now, Iowa and Iowa State got busted. Those guys have been suspended for a little bit. They'll come back on. So
what happened with the Iowa baseball team?
It's not been resolved yet because they don't really have – it hasn't been resolved yet because even though the NCAA has lax its rules, it's post what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So nobody has really come out and said what the punishment is. I mean, you're talking about a total of, 50-some players between Iowa and Iowa State.
Yes.
And Iowa and Iowa State, they're not – they got busted to think that they're the only college kids that were gambling.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Well, that's another one of those gray areas where, like, if even if it's just a pool of money and we're doing like fantasy baseball or football, like
for sure,
I've always done that. I got Lynch's town team
for sure
when I was in high school.
Yeah,
everyone threw in $20.
That's like, what it is.
That's illegal. But you know, I didn't get in trouble, didn't get suspended. But if I would have got caught now, if it was on the level, if I would have had to, you know, place a bet through DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, I would have got caught.
Yeah,
I should have brought my son down for this because when he was 15, he was Creighton Prep's bookie.
Yeah,
so I found a book and I opened it up and it's a notebook. It's a number. I'm like, oh my god, my son is booking.
He's a bookie. So proud dad moment.
It really wasn't. Then I'm like, I know my son is the only one of my four kids that's never asked me for money.
And I've never asked why.
Boom.
There you go. Yeah. That's perfect.
He doesn't wait till Tuesday to play.
Yeah, he doesn't wait till Tuesday.
It brings up another interesting point that I think people kind of just breeze over, especially if they're just dug in on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, let's take the Alabama baseball coach.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to work around it. Stupid what he did.
but
too many footprints.
The app busted him.
Exactly. Yeah, if it wasn't on the level, they would have got away with it. So all this stuff is way better than it was than Chicago Black Sox days.
The Pete Rose stuff.
There you go. Yeah. Like, this is cleaning it up. Like, the very thing that these people up on their pedestal are trying to say it's going to limit and stop, and we don't want that in our state.
Disrespect the game, all that stuff.
You're opening the doors for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to boo if they don't hit the over anyway.
Exactly. What does Vegas not want to happen? They don't want to lose money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing Vegas wants is they've done a really good job of clearing their name of seedy activity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that just watch. Major League Baseball is going to Vegas. The NHL is in Vegas.
NFL.
The NFL is in Vegas. The NBA will expand to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Summer League's in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, to think that these professional teams, for the longest time, said, well, but as soon as they saw the money potential, and that, it's probably you're better off joining them because you can force regulation and be a part of that discussion.
Yeah,
everybody's going, okay, there's money to be made for everybody.
No doubt.
And all those leagues were so steadfast against it. And now the NFL, I think they have two major books. Betfred's one of them.
Yep.
He also got Caesars. There might be even more.
I'm sure there is.
They are all over. And Adam Silver, you know, commissioner of the NBA, he was probably the first commissioner to get out and say, like, no, we're going to welcome this with open arms. It's the best way to add regulation to it, isn't it?
Make sure it's on the up and up.
I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Within 15 years, you're going to walk into Memorial Stadium and you're going to see a sports book.
No doubt. I hope that happens. I hope I'm around for it.
Well, and you said you made a pretty good point on your YouTube thing there. Like, well, if you really do want change to happen, what do people got to do?
I forget what I said. Help me out.
You were saying you need to get on the phone and call your state representatives, your senators. Yeah. You need to get in their ear and tell them this is stupid. You were on fire. I mean,
because
were,
the numbers,
the numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah,
right. The numbers don't lie. That's real money. $13 million a year is a lot of money. All right, it's a lot of money. And if the state of Nebraska can count on $13 million a year coming in from sports gambling, I'd rather have that money as opposed to Keno money, because the lowest common denominator is playing Keno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that meanly. I'm not judging. There's rich people play, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. I play Keno just like everybody else, but I know that it's terrible to do. It's fun while you're sitting there and stuff, but if I could just bet on Nebraska instead when I'm sitting there, I would probably do that. So it is. I understand what you're saying. I really agree with it as well. So.
Well, so the two big pros here is you can actually get a handle on it and clean things up, not allow for this undercurrent to happen. Yep. And I think with NIL stuff, that could actually throw some kerosene on what could happen. So you're undercutting that, but then you're also missing out on just the fundamental part, the money.
Yeah.
So why do this halfway, especially when you have, 22 other states that have already done this, so you can just use that as your case study.
I don't know why sports gambling has become the evil part of gambling when it comes to casinos. Do you want to go pull a slot? Do you want to play poker? Do you want to play blackjack? Do you want to play whatever you want to play? Why is sports gambling
evil?
I don't understand that. Either you have it or you don't. You either have gambling or you don't have gambling. Don't half-ass it. And this state has half-assed it for so long, from lottery to Keno to, we finally got a casino.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. So
it's bad Hollywood movies like Eight Men Out.
Yeah,
you know, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen here.
Not in the Cornhusker State. No. We wouldn't let that happen
because they believe that life is still like that, and it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
You know, Travis, we're driving out here, and you mentioned Lynch. Where's that? I've never heard of that. Not very many people have.
No.
So we're up in that corner of Northeast Nebraska, and this is a true story, and people still don't want to believe it. The Santee Tribe built a casino there, 20 miles from us.
Yep.
And it ran the entire time.
The entire life of us.
I think I remember this.
And it's still there, and it's been rebuilt, and it's beautiful,
it's
and
huge.
This and that.
Nice golf course.
And I was a Boy Stater, and so we went down to Boy State, and they had a chief talk to all of us boys and tell us, you know, this and that. And a kid from Verdigris down the road, right 10 miles from that casino, asked him about that casino, the chief, and he goes, you know, no one's cared about the Santee Tribe for the last 100 years until now, so I think we can just keep not worrying about the Santee. They'll be fine. Like, no, you didn't answer the question. Like, you're breaking the law. Gambling's illegal in Nebraska, but it's fine.
Yeah, it was.
You know, so
it
was. I mean, it's just, it's amazing what our representatives will turn a blind eye to, but not to the sports gambling.
What I think is funny, because the Prairie Flower Casino is in Carter Lake.
Yes.
Now, anybody who knows the river, Carter Lake's, nobody wanted Carter Lake.
No.
Well, the river changed course.
Yeah, sure it did. Thanks, Corps of Engineers. But nobody wanted Carter Lake, so it's part of Iowa.
Yeah.
Until Prairie Flower puts a casino there in Nebraska, like, well, you can't do that.
This is Nebraska.
Well, that's called state sovereignty, you morons.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing to me. And I don't know if Prairie Flower has a book in there or not.
I don't know. I know Santee doesn't.
Yeah, they do not. They do not.
Not yet.
Well, that'll about do it for this week, folks. Be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio, our Twitter handle, and, of course, our YouTube channel. That's been growing, huh,
Jabron? It has been.
Been a lot of fun watching that. And then our daily free picks over on TikTok for all you TikTokers.
Yeah.
Travis, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, it has been.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.